All right. Well, I'm going to have to speak twice as fast as I had planned to cover the time. But it's okay. I wasn't going to be preaching or teaching or any sort of thing like that. I was basically going to be sharing. And whoever's on Wednesday nights for our Bible study, what we've done is after the Bible study, once everybody is checked out, we've been continuing some of the conversation with the elders about Friday night and what we do. So this morning, basically, I just wanted to share what we do at Friday Night Escape. We have been meeting just about every Friday with the kids, and I thought it would be good to spend a little time and share. And the elder said, asked, why don't you do that, and also kind of update everybody as to what's going on and what our plan is for the future. So I'm going to cover a little bit of the history, talk about what is currently happening and what our plan is for the future. We're supposed to have a PowerPoint, so the PowerPoint is not working. So there's some pictures that I plan to show. We'll see if we can do that sometime in the future. But when we started Friday Night Escape, it was mainly to, the vision for that was to reach the unsaved kids for Christ. And also to encourage and to build up and to equip the kids that we already have here to be able to share their faith with their friends. And so how did it all start? If we go back sometime in September of last year, around that time we were having a chapel cleanup day. And now we're looking at when the pandemic started and all the lockdowns and all the things that are going on in relation to that. But we were still meeting. And then we decided we're going to have that chapel cleanup day. I showed up and I looked around and I saw all these kids that came to help clean up the chapel. So there was a nice little group of kids. And not only did they do the work, they just enjoyed hanging out with each other. We spent a little bit of time on top of the roof. We called it cleaning, but we were basically slinging dirt and mud at each other and stuff. Eventually, we got the thing cleaned. We trimmed some of the bushes. So it was fun to see how you work and then you work together and enjoy that time. And something that I thought about, you know, in the past, kind of started building in my mind as to what we can do to get the kids together. I have two teenagers and one who has just finished past the teen years, and she's 20. With the teenagers, what was happening around that time mostly was they were in lockdown. There's no school. They were sitting at home. I saw a lot of kids that were just bored. They couldn't go hang out with their friends. They couldn't go meet. So all those things were off the table. So the kids were just sitting at home. And even my own kids, they wanted to go to their friend's house, but they couldn't. You know, one time they went there and then came back and said somebody was sick. So now everybody that was there had to be quarantined and all that kind of stuff. That's mainly what was going on, but what do we do in that time? Do we just sit at home and just scratch our heads and just wonder what we're going to do next, or try to come up with something that the kids really want to do, which is they want to get together with their friends and make it an environment that they have fun. So we came up with Friday Night Escape. Why? I'm going to ask a tough question here. And it's not for the ones that come out on Friday night, But this is for the rest of you. Who can tell what night of the week we meet? Anybody? Charles? Friday, that's a great answer. Friday, okay, another question. Is it in the evening or in the daytime? Fred? In the evenings. Henceforth, we call it Friday night. Why not Saturday night or Monday night or Tuesday night? Most kids around have school in the morning. They have other obligations. Parents have to work. They're not able to bring their kids. So if it's Friday night, a lot of times on Saturday morning, they don't have any commitments. So it makes it easier for us to kind of hang out later if we had to. So Friday nights seem to be a good fit. We talked about how often to do it. Is it best to do it once a month, twice a month? But we won't know unless we start. So we decided to do it every week as a pilot program. We haven't done one recently, so why not get the kids together every week and see how that goes? So as we did that, seems like the kids were coming. They were enjoying the time together. So we just continued to meet every week. And one of the things that occurs to me that I've heard when I was a kid, you know, again, Brother Rudy will appreciate, I always go back to the old preachers that I heard when I was a kid, and one of whom is Arthur Garnes. Arthur Garnes was, you know, in the assemblies in Maryland, and he used to preach, and for some reason, the way he preached, things would just stick, you know. You hear it, and it's like, I mean, 100 other people could say it, but when he says it, for some reason, it sticks. And he said, it's not, God doesn't look at our ability, he looks at our availability. If we're willing to set aside time and make ourselves available, God's going to create something that he can place us in for his best use. So we just made ourselves available to see what would happen. Back in September of 2020, I remember once being on that conference call with the elders, and it wasn't very long before they just gave us the green light to say, yeah, go ahead and you can start. And I said, well, I'm excited. I want to see what can happen. So I said, Caleb, come on, let's go look at this gym and kind of see what is ahead of us. So we came and turned on the lights for the first time in the gym, and all we saw, we were not alone. We were not alone. We were joined by, I'd say, about 100 dead friends, which are all cockroaches, laying around the gym. So not only did those guys come in and had their own get together, but they partied so much they all passed out and died right there. So that first Friday, we just got a broom and just started sweeping the place out. We just prayed and just asked the Lord to bless whatever it is he had ahead for us. Our plan was to start at 7 o'clock and have a 3-hour program. Why 3 hours? Sometimes with 2 hours, you find that time runs out really fast. With 3 hours, you get there and they get time to play. So from 7 to about 8:15, it's an organized surprise game that Steve Weisbecker comes up with. And I thank the Lord for him, because I could not do it. We'd be playing basketball every week. But he comes up with these creative games, and a lot of times it's a mystery for all the kids. They're like, what are we playing? And he has the ability to keep his mouth shut and not let anybody know what's going to happen till it's ready. I mean, he's come up with games. If you look at the parking lot today when you pulled in, you'll see tic-tac-toe drawn on the asphalt there. So that was last Friday night's game, which was human tic-tac-toe, or, you know, instead of sitting there drawing it, you draw it in the parking lot, and they had to run, put beanbags, or draw their X's and O's in the spaces. And they did that for a while. I mean, kids were getting into it. So there's games like volleyball, except there's a tarp on the net, so you can't see where the ball is till it comes over the net. I haven't seen these kind of games, and it's a surprise to me too. So, but I enjoy the kids kind of getting into it. And so the first part of it is kind of organized. The second part of it, we leave that and we go into a room and we share the scriptures with the kids. So as far as there's no topic specifically assigned to anybody, but John Funk has shared, Steve Weisbecker, Steve Grimberg, myself, Josh has shared, and Cheryl, she shared a testimony. So from inside the chapel, we have people that share. We also have guests that come from outside. We had Rigo teach a couple of times. TC has shared. And the topics are whatever the Lord lays on their heart to encourage the kids or to convict them or to, you know, whatever they feel led to share. And the kids get into a discussion. And even recently, Steve kind of opened it up for questions. And you have no idea where it's going to go. But there's some good questions. And, you know, we give them answers. After that, I wish this slide, of all the slides, I wish I could have shown this slide with all the food that we have. So when it comes to food, I appreciate the folks that have brought food. They're like, I'll say Marge, okay, I'll just pick her. She bring a whole pot of meatballs and other things. And we even had some mystery person bring some food, and everybody's trying to figure out who the mystery person was. Well, the Lord provides. So we've always had food and never had a shortage of food. And the kids, you should see them, teenagers going at it. To the point that Steve Weisbecker has to say, look, the girls have to go first. Because by the time the boys go through there, I mean, if it's chicken nuggets, I don't know how they pile it so high on their plate, but so we've had to do some food control. But the food, and then the following time is when they go back in the gym, they could play. It's a little bit more relaxed. They could pick a sport that they want, and they can play. That time, we called it continue the conversation, meaning just because they heard something in the room and they were afraid to ask a question, or they were afraid to be the one to raise their hand, that's fine. When we go back in the gym, they can pull one of us aside if they need to and continue the conversation from when we started. I only have about 30 more minutes to go, so if you just, you know, stay in your seats and don't get up. But when we say escape, what does that title mean? It was, I came up with that because it's Friday night, you're getting away from the stress. I want kids to not have to worry about, you know, their homework and their teachers and all those things that stress them out and the worries. They too have many worries and anxieties. Just leave them all, come hang out, escape from the world, and escape to the Lord. And if you ask, what is the big reason, the why, as to what we do, it's found in Ephesians 5, 15, 16. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. We are restricted by time. We don't have three generations to try to work on this. We have to do what we can where we were placed in the time that we're given. And I think if we look around, we see what's going on. We don't want to be fools. We don't want to be blinded to the fact that there's not that much time left. I mean, if you look at some of these kids when they were little and now where they are, I mean, they're going off to college. It's just happened so fast. Caleb's going to leave to go to college. I mean, we're going to be sending them away. How much time have we invested in them? Picture. picture, all those pictures that we're going to skip over. I want to kind of fast forward to what we're thinking of for the future. We've done this, and I think I'm thankful to the Lord for how it's turned out. We're talking about what is going to happen in the future. The end of May, we're going to wrap it up with the end of the school season. But these kids, if they can flow right into camp season, where they're still taught and there's still activities, and during the summer, if we have something like lake days or other activities for the kids once or twice a month, if we get together and still continue, and then come back in September and restart the program again, what kind of changes are we looking at? One key thing was, we did this for the teenagers this year. But that, when you're looking at teenagers, they may have brothers or sisters that are 12, 11, 10. What do you do with them? Parents are forced to bring the teenager and not the other ones. So we never placed a restriction on the younger siblings or the older siblings. If they have siblings, bring them. You know, we'll make it work. So next year what we're thinking of doing is still having Friday Night Escape, still doing it for the teenagers, but also incorporating something for ages 7 to 12. What does that mean? It would look something like an Awana program, but it's just customized for the younger ones. So when do we do that? Every alternate week. So 1 week would be for the teenagers, the following week would be the younger kids. So what do the teenagers do on the alternate weeks when they don't have Friday Night Escape? Well, what they learn on the Friday night that they're here, they could come back the following week and apply that and teach the little ones. So they basically become volunteers or disciples, or through that program, they become the ones that take on what we're doing right now. You know, and what happens to us? A few years from now, we just step away and let them handle it. And the good thing with the younger kids would be they got longer shelf life. They start at 7, right? You start with a teenager, next thing they grow a mustache, they grow, you know, their hair, and they got some muscles, and then they get their cars, and they get a job, and they get to college, and they're gone. So we lose them. So we don't lose them, but they're away. The younger kids, what happens is they would be here, we do the activities, they get older, they get into the teenage group, and then from there, they're sticking it out closer. Where do we go to get these little kids, unless they're here already? Where do we go? Right here. Our Jerusalem. Our area right here, we're going to try to canvas this area and ask if there's any kids that want to come. We also have a little core group that we're going to have that we're going to build around as these little kids come in. We're going to teach them. The parents would have to bring them, right? It's an opportunity for the parents to also be here. They get to know us. Hopefully we can, you know, we'll see some growth. And as they go through the years, they'll grow up in the assembly. They get to know what we do. The one thing, my encouragement to everyone here is, as you get through the years, everybody has a baton in their hands, right? We all have a baton. Okay? And as we go forward, we're looking to hand that off to the next generation. Not to hang on to it and take it with us to eternity, but to hand it off. Be willing and be ready to hand that baton off to the next generation. If you have to start something or be part of something and then have to sit back a little bit and watch them, you know, stumble and fall and get up and try to work through this and become our next generation of leaders, let's do that. Let's not say, well, I'm comfortable right here, let me hang on to this as long as I can. Step away, and it's so much fun to watch a young person get up and to take that leadership and to encourage them. Pictures. I'm going to wrap that up, but we're looking for, you know, kids, the little kids. When I look into the audience and see little kids, that's the sign of life in the assembly. When they, there's some churches, they say, you know, kids, don't run around, you know, stop, don't move, just kind of sit in the pew, be quiet, and go home. No, the kids are going to run. They're programmed to run. So let's not hold them back, but encourage them to use that energy for the Lord. 3 John 1:4 says, have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. That's our goal, is to see our young ones come up and to be able to look in the Bible and rightly divide the word of truth. Not just sit here and listen to us, you know, eloquently just, you know, proclaim the scripture to where, you know, they can't understand it. Get them up front, let's push them to the front, and let's back up a little bit so that they take the lead. Greatest thing you could invest in is children. And you get the greatest return for your investment if you do that. I'll just wrap it up there. And then if you have any questions, ask me, Steve Weisbecker, Steve Grimberg, any of the younger ones, Caleb, Holden, Spencer, Sydney, Caleb, Sandy, ask any of us. We'll be willing to share with you our experiences and just want to see how God works, not just in the next 3 or 4 weeks that we have, 3 weeks that we have here, but into the next year and into the next few years. And then whatever happens, let's give God all the glory for that. We'll close this time in prayer. Father, we thank you again for the children that you've given us and the children that are here at this assembly. And we just thank you that they have found a way to just enjoy other believers and other kids and just enjoy the time together at Friday night. And we just thank you that you're doing a work. You have started a work which you will finish. And we thank you that you've made us part of it in that we can come and pray with them, we can pray for them, and also for the ones that cannot be here, they can just stay in the places you've placed them and pray. And we know that there's so many people that are praying and are concerned and just have a heart for kids. We pray that we'd see some fruit. We know that anything that we put our hands to that's a desire of your heart, you'll bring it to pass. We give you all the praise and glory and honor at this time. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.